an ex-Burnaby MLA who founded a vast Burnaby-headquartered funeral services empire, has been cast as the villain of a new movie on Amazon Prime starring Jamie Foxx and Tommy Lee Jones this month. The Burial tells the tale of rags-to-riches lawyer Willie Gary, Foxx, helping Mississippi funeral home owner Jeremiah O'Keefe, Jones, save his family business from a corporate juggernaut intent on capitalizing on a golden era of death. The name of the corporate behemoth is Lawin Group, and its founder and CEO is Ray Lawin, played by Bill Camp. The movie centers on a lawsuit launched by O'Keefe that ultimately ends in a Mississippi jury slapping Lawin Group with $500 million in damages, five times the amount O'Keefe had originally sought. It was a blow from which the company and its founder would never fully recover. Burnaby Connection. While the film never mentions Burnaby, Ray Lawin's real-life funeral home empire was headquartered in the city, and the $11 million mansion he built at 7629 Burris Street while Lawin Group was flying high is still Burnaby's second most expensive residential property, second only to Michael Bublé's. Lawin, who took over his family's funeral home in Steinbach, Man. In the 1960s, moved to Burnaby in 1969 after buying two funeral homes in New Westminster. But the rise of his death care empire wasn't a straight line from there. In 1975, he put his business ventures on hold and ran for provincial office, unseating NDP veteran Gordon Dowding during an election that saw Bill Bennett's Social Credit Party push Dave Barrett's New Democrats out of office. Known as Digger, because of his funeral director background, Lawin was the target of occasional Undertaker-themed zingers in the legislature. On one occasion, after Lawin had referred to Barrett as the late premier, Barrett turned to the chair and said, "Mr. Chairman, coming from him, that's threatening. He's running after me with a tape measure." Ray Lawin and support his victory in Burnaby Edmonds during the 1975 provincial election. By City of Burnaby Archives. Death Care Empire. Lawin didn't run for a second term in 1979. He told reporters he wanted to spend more time with family, but Rosemary Brown, the popular NDP candidate set to run against him, said he knew he couldn't win against her. After his foray into provincial politics, Lawin concentrated on real estate development with Lawin Development Corp., building half a dozen high-rise apartments in Burnaby, among other projects, before the 1981 recession brought an end to that chapter. Already the owner of more than a dozen funeral homes, Lawin said he started getting more calls about funeral homes for sale in about 1983, according to a 1992 BC Business story. After some financial restructuring in the mid-1980s, Lawin Group went on a buying spree that would last more than a decade. But the Burnaby firm wasn't alone. Lawin Group, along with Texas-based Service Corporation International and New Orleans-based Stewart Enterprises Inc. were all hoovering up mom-and-pop funeral homes, sprucing them up, and using economies of scale to create vast profits and push out the competition. Lawin Group was soon the biggest death care provider in Canada and the second largest in North America behind SCI. By September 1995, the company had corporate offices in Philadelphia and Cincinnati and had acquired 764 funeral homes and 172 cemeteries, 8,000 employees and more than $1 billion in assets, according to a Province story at the time. Entrepreneur of the Year. During the first half of the 1990s, Ray Lawin was the darling of the BC business pages and his company a star on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Lawin, whose personal wealth was estimated at $426.5 million in 1995, according to Canadian Business Magazine, was named Entrepreneur of the Year by BC Business in 1991, and business writers raved regularly about Lawin Group's lively bottom line and profitable undertaking. Lawin's ballooning salary, his bonuses and perks, a yacht, private jet and helicopter, routinely made the front page of BC business sections. Headlines spoke of Lawin being buried with praise at annual shareholder meetings. And no wonder. From 1991 through 1995, Lowen Group more than tripled its revenue to just shy of $600 million, according to a Time magazine article. Shares were trading at an all-time high of before the company's May 1995 AGM, and one Vancouver Sun reporter said Ray Lowen basically took one long bow, as he told investors they could see earnings jump 30% in the coming year. The exponential growth we see as a result of increased acquisitions is dramatic, Lowen told shareholders, according to the Sun story. So everything that we see looks very, very positive for the next 3 to 5 years. Even as he spoke, though, a harbinger of doom lurked in the company's 1994 annual report. In a footnote, the company said Lowen Group was party to certain legal proceedings, but didn't regard the outcome of any of them as material. Enter the Mississippi lawsuit. Downward spiral. When news broke of the jury's $500 million award on November 1, Lowen shares plunged and the company's total stock market value dropped by $522 million in 3 days. Lowen Group would have appealed the jury's decision, which Lowen described as an outrageous example of the jury system gone amok in American, but couldn't raise a $625 million U.S. bond required by Mississippi law to proceed. In the end, the case was settled for $175 million. The downfall of Lowen Group and its CEO and chairman didn't follow a straight line down either. The company continued its aggressive strategy of buying up funeral businesses, it recorded profits, and its stock rebounded somewhat, but never to its September 1995 peak of $56.50 per share. 5 years later, the company suffocating in debt, those shares were trading at 58 cents on the TSE. By that time, Ray Lowen had stepped down as the company's CEO and chairman, and his director position on the board had been eliminated. One analyst opined Lowen had gambled his company could bounce back from the crippling Mississippi lawsuit with a no-holds-barred, rapid growth strategy. The strategy turned out to be awfully, awfully wrong, the analyst said to The Sun. Manifest injustice. Lowen's last kick at the Mississippi jury's ruling was a Hail Mary, $1 billion complaint against the United States government under the North American Free Trade Agreement, which includes provisions to protect foreign investors. The NAFTA panel that ruled on the case in 2003 agreed with Lowen that the jury's verdict had been a manifest injustice under international law but didn't offer Lowen or his company any financial compensation. Ray Lowen, once a regular presence on the pages of local and provincial newspapers, virtually disappeared from public view after the empire he created filed for bankruptcy protection in 1999. The company emerged under new ownership as Alderwoods Group in January 2002 but was finally bought out by Lowen's arch-rival, Cy, 4 years later. His last media interview with a BC newspaper appears to date back to 2008, when the Lowens put their Twin Cedars mansion in Burnaby up for sale. The Vancouver Sun story described the mansion as the family's refuge during some tumultuous business times. We have had a very public life, Lowen told The Sun, and our home has been a place of privacy and security for us. The property, which was listed at $25 million, sold for just under $10 million in 2012. Fun facts. In 1994, Lowen Group spent $1,269,000 U.S. leasing, at competitive rates, a luxury yacht, jet and helicopter from a company owned by Ray Lowen. Lowen's 36-meter superyacht was called a Lula Spirit. Lowen wore a gold lapel pin of an eagle clutching a diamond in its talons. Lowen espoused what he called the eagle principle. To soar to the heights of possibilities, one needs two equally healthy, strong wings, one being that of people and service concerns, the other that of responsible planning and fiscal management. Reverend Henry J. Lyons, the head of the church organization Lowen Group is accused of exploiting, was convicted of grand theft and racketeering in 1999 for stealing millions of dollars from companies, including Lowen Group, who wanted to use the church to sell products to black churchgoers. After taking over the family's funeral home in Manitoba, Ray Lawin fired his brothers. Lawin Group's former Burnaby headquarters is a nondescript red brick building at 4126 Norland Avenue. None of Lawin Group's branding ever appeared on the funeral homes it bought, and local management was often kept in place, giving the impression the businesses were still locally owned. Twin Cedars, Lawin's Burnaby mansion, took 2 years to build and had a racquetball court in the basement as well as a tennis court and pool. The Lawin family lived in a split-level home on Lambeth Drive in Burnaby's Buckingham Heights neighborhood when Ray Lawin was MLA for Burnaby Edmonds. One of the funeral homes Lawin Group bought in 1985 in the Maritimes, J.A. Snow, had embalmed 300 bodies from the Titanic disaster. Ray Lawin used 250 campaign workers and spent $14,021 during his 1975 campaign to become Burnaby Edmonds MLA. His opponent, Gordon Dowding, used 100 workers and spent $3,950. Lawin Group donated $250,000 to the Canuck Place Children's Hospice before its opening in 1995 and pledged an annual $70,000 sustaining gift. Follow Cornelia Naylor on Twitter at cornaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.